talking with Betty Thompson, of course, from Miss Oklahoma 2011. Betty, you were able to relate, I think, really well to these girls today here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. You talked a little bit about the fact that a lot of the work ethic that you picked up from involved with the animal projects, with your dairy cows, really made you who you are.
It did, absolutely. Growing up on the farm at a young age and having responsibilities, even when I was a little girl, knowing that the cows had to be milked, didn't matter if it was Christmas, Easter, it didn't matter. And so that work ethic had just carried over and made me work hard for Miss Oklahoma, made me work hard for every other goal that I've ever set in my life.
When you think about your involvement with 4-H and FFA, how did that contribute to, you know, eventually your run for Miss Oklahoma and then later for Miss America?
I contribute all of it to 4-H and FFA because I learned my public speaking skills in 4-H and FFA. And at the time, I thought I was just competing in speech contests. And what I didn't realize was that it was preparing me for a job like this. And now I'm prepared for the rest of my life for interviews, for anything that I come across. I know that I can do because of that background and now because of this year. But it also gave me a stage for my talent. And I had never really had a chance to perform my talent before until 4-H Share the Fun and different talent contests that I did through 4-H and FFA. And so that helped me to prepare for this year as well.
When you think about, you know, your involvement in these two organizations, clearly you've seen some almost immediate benefit, but a lot of people see that as they get into their adult years, right?
Oh, definitely. I think that you start to see it once you get older and things that you've learned or as skills that you've come across. Just the simple fact of learning to work together, that's going to help in the workforce because you're always going to be working with your coworkers. And the simple fact of learning the responsibility and the time management skills, all of that that you learn through being involved in a youth organization pays off.
You've been a very unique agricultural advocate here in 2011, early 2012 for the dairy industry, but really all of production agriculture.
Right. I do specifically support dairy because of my dairy background, and so my platform is Milk It Really Does the Body Good, promoting having 3 servings of dairy every single day and healthy eating habits at a young age. But I also think it's very important for people to understand that agriculture in general is very important because where would we be without agriculture? Everything that you touch on a day-to-day basis comes from agriculture, and I think that's a lesson that gets lost along the way that people, especially people who have never been involved with agriculture, don't see that relationship. And so that's something that I find very important to promote.
As you went to the Miss America pageant, did you have to defend or discuss your particular platform at the state level?
Well, at the state level, yes. I heard lots of things from Milk Dud to, all kinds of comments, and you're not really going to make it very far with that platform. But once people heard what it was actually about, that I wasn't just promoting having a glass of milk, that there is substance to it, that I work with the Dairy Max New Look of School Milk, that I work with the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, that I also work with Southwest Dairy Farmers with the Dairy Classroom Education, that there is so much more to my platform than just drink milk, mm-hmm. that it really is a health-based issue, and our entire nation has been on a health kick with the Get Fit program from our First Lady to all the way down into individual towns and churches having their own weight loss competitions. So it really is a big issue right now.
When you think about, you know, going forward, I know that you're going to be pursuing, when you get back to OSU, an education degree. What do you see for your future? In other words, you've obviously done a lot of public speaking, a lot of public appearances. That's got you ready for something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am majoring in elementary education, and so I know that I'm prepared to be a teacher because this entire year has been working with children, working with their parents, and relating to people. And so that's going to be a big part of becoming a teacher is relating to my students, relating to the parents, and being able to work with them. And so I'm very prepared for that. I'm also hoping that I can break into the broadcasting industry. So having this experience as Miss Oklahoma doing media interviews constantly, I'm hoping is going to help me out in that area as well.
A remarkable young lady, no doubt about that. Betty Thompson, Miss Oklahoma 2011, the reigning Miss Oklahoma, who hails from Davenport, a student at Oklahoma State University, and looking forward to wrapping up her degree in elementary education. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.